as New South Wales approaches Freedom Day and the removal of stay-home orders.
We're nearly there.
Restrictions are set to ease, with over 70% of our population fully vaccinated.
There will still be rules around that set to keep us all safe.
COVID-19 still presents many challenges. So over the next hour, we'll give you a front row seat to the very latest. We speak to medical staff on the front line.
Our regional health services are stretched at the best of times, let's be honest.
Look at lagging vaccination rates across our Indigenous communities.
We want to keep our communities safe. We have to be very careful.
And what's ahead for youth as students set to return to class.
They're really keen to go to festivals and go to concerts.
Plus, we'll hear from fellow Australians who've personally battled the Delta strain of the virus.
It's absolutely horrendous. I had no idea what I was in for.
With Jade, Strainey and Damien Leith, this is New South Wales, COVID up close.
Yeah, welcome along. It is a really important message that we need to get to you, and that's why we've decided to do COVID up close.
Absolutely. With the easing of restrictions, oh my goodness me, the next couple of weeks look awesome. Because I know we've been in lockdown for so long, and the fact that we're coming out of it and we can start living some sort of normal life, that is just, it's a blessing, I gotta tell you.
It certainly is. Going to restaurants, seeing friends, having a beer at the pub. But it has been a full-on couple of months with the Delta strain going across New South Wales, and my hat goes off to all the emergency services and everyone who's been on the front line working tirelessly to help keep us safe.
Yeah, that's right. Look, Dr. Jan is one of those people, and of course from New South Wales Health, to tell us about how they've been dealing with the strain of Delta right across the state.
So happy to be here, and hope I can be helpful to the people of regional New South Wales.
The Delta strain came along, and it's upheavaled everyone. How is that? How is that spread throughout the regions? How are people coping with it? And dealing with vaccination.
Look, I think it's been a real shock to all of us, to be perfectly honest, because we got so used to controlling COVID really well, and we got so used to it mostly only being, you know, a very limited spread, mostly in Sydney. We did have that one incursion up at Lismore and Byron Bay around Easter. It's almost like before Delta, after Delta. Yeah. And that's what's really happened to us, I think, in New South Wales. We've got this period before Delta where we had things under really good control. People knew what to do. People knew how to stay safe. If COVID was in the region, it was pretty okay. Now we've got Delta, which is just a completely different kettle of fish. It just likes to spread. And I think that's what's really happened to us here. In regional New South Wales, we've sort of been used to it being a Sydney problem largely, and now it's become a problem for us in the regions. And whilst people in Sydney have had to be locked down before, it's the first time in regional areas some people have been locked down for the first time. It's the first time some towns have even had a case in, you know, the whole period of time. So it's a whole new level of learning how to homeschool. It's a whole new level of having to check into businesses. It's a whole new level of, you know, one of the things I love about being outside of Sydney is the general friendliness of people and the willingness for people to stop and have a chat no matter what. And you know, you can probably tell by me, I don't mind stopping and having a chat with people. And it is so hard because you just got to go and be really purposeful with your movements when Delta's about. So those sorts of really important things like the trip to the shops where you see your mate, the trip to the sale yards where you have a chat with someone, you know, all of those sorts of things, Delta will take advantage of that. And if that person's a blow-in from Sydney like me, they could have Delta with them. But even once it gets established in a region like we had in Dubbo here for a little while, you know, something as simple as going into the servo to pay for your petrol becomes a, oh my goodness, is there anyone else there experience. So it's, I think it's a real change for the regions, and it's particularly hard for regional people because, you know, often we're separated from friends and families by distance. And so when we catch up, it is so important. And so trying to tell people that catch up can't happen when you all come to town anymore. You can't just pop into your auntie and say hello to her. It's a really different way of thinking. It's a different way of living. And hopefully, as we get those vaccination rates up, it's only a temporary thing.
More to come from Dr. Jan soon. This is COVID Up Close across New South Wales with Jade Strainey and Damien Leith. COVID Up Close, welcome back. And it's Jade Strainey and Damien Leith here to let you know about how you can deal with COVID, and many people that have, in fact, been dealing with COVID.
Yes, a lot of people actually really suffered under the conditions of COVID, went to hospital, had all sorts of different ordeals that they dealt with.
Yes, and one of those people is a young mum, Kyla Flick, who is urging everyone to get vaccinated because she wasn't, and it was pretty full on. I mean, you've been battling COVID for months. Tell us how you're coping now.
It was overwhelming to start off with. The first lot of the pandemic, it was so distant from us out west. Mm. It was really in the cities and, you know, we did the lockdown and everything, but it wasn't close to home. And then this time when I saw the test result of positive, so many things just went through my mind. I wasn't sure what was actually going to happen. I was the first in my circle of family and friends that had it. And I was the first for a lot of people. It was just a really confusing time before I got really sick of not knowing what was going to happen. I have two little children, 5 and 1. I'm a single parent, so I was like, not sure how this is going to play out. But
yeah. Wow.
When the symptoms really set in, how did it escalate? What happened next?
It was a lot of night sweats, the hot and cold, the nausea, the vomiting. I was really lethargic. I couldn't really focus on anything. Like, my head was hurting so bad. It was a struggle to do anything. I'd get breathless really easily. Sometimes it felt like I was struggling to breathe. And it was just extra hard because I still had to get up to feed the kids and wash them and everything else. So I didn't really get time to just lay in bed and, you know, relax and recuperate. Scary time. I wouldn't want anyone to go through it, to be honest. It was the worst thing I've ever gone through in my life.
That is the thing with COVID. It affects people in so many different ways. So there is that complete and utter unknown about it. Now that you feel like you're through the worst of it, are you still experiencing anything? Any post-COVID sort of reaction?
Yeah, it's a lot harder to do things. I still get breathless quite easily. I've got to go and have a chest x-ray and a heart ultrasound just to make sure that there's no ongoing suffering that they called myocarditis, I think it was. It's just, and that's the other thing, like, I don't know how long I'll have these symptoms for. I'm not sure if I'll ever go back to my normal. And I just, like, everything, I'm so tired. A lot of effort to do anything that I used to be able to do without ease.
What's your message, Kyla, to people that are listening now?
It's definitely real. I've been sick, I've had the flu, and this is next level. It's not a joke. It's not something to play around with. And anyone can get it. It's so easily transmissible. Like, both my children got it because they were with me. Thankfully, in children, they say that it's not as bad. So my kids were, you know, just a bit of a runny nose. And I was doing all the right things. I was checking in everywhere. I was wearing a mask. I was sanitizing and washing my hands. Like, I didn't go out and just ignore the rules. You can still get it. You know, it's just, it doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anyone.
She battled the Delta strain of the COVID-19 virus. Mum of two, Kyla Flick. She has a powerful message for all of us right across New South Wales. More from Kyla next. This is COVID Up Close across New South Wales with Jade Straney and Damien Leith.
You're with Jade Straney and Damien Leith. This is New South Wales COVID Up Close. Still to come, we'll look at how COVID-19 will continue to impact the lives of our youth across New South Wales.
But right now, we are continuing to chat with Kyla Flick, who's personally battled the Delta strain of COVID-19. Kyla, what's your message to everyone listening to this right now?
I am all for vaccination. I struggle with the idea that people don't want to get vaccinated. I can understand some of the arguments that people are putting up, but in reality, like, if this was a global pandemic, so everyone dropped everything to focus in on this disease. So, you know, why? I'm not going to question the health professionals. I'm not a health professional. I listen to what the health people are saying because they're the ones that know it all. They, you know, we immunise our babies when they're young. Mm. We don't question what's in that. Mm. If someone's in ICU and they're dying, we don't question what drugs they put into them to keep them alive.
Yeah.
You know, I just, it's so important to me, especially being Aboriginal, it's so important just to protect other people. Like, I think it's just a selfless act, you know, and if you do get a side effect for a day or two, then, you know, it's got to be better than what I actually went through.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. Hey, Kayla, can we ask you, you know, we've heard that there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. What are you looking forward to the most when we get out of this lockdown and we're able to do things, I guess, as normal as we possibly can?
You know what? I think the Prime Minister said the other day, start planning for Christmas. So those Christmas holidays, just go to a beach or just somewhere and just relax, like just enjoy the family around and the friends and just, I mean, thank goodness for Facebook and, you know, FaceTime and all those other sort of technology things that we can still see everyone, but to actually be with friends and family is what I'm really looking forward to most.
Ah, that's excellent. And we know that you're going to have a great Christmas too, mate. You know, look, we know that you've suffered through COVID. You know, as you said, as a single mum, it's been difficult for you. And look, we really appreciate your time with us to have a bit of a yarn and to get to clear the air about, you know, exactly what people go through. So we really do appreciate it, mate. Good on you. Kayla.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
And don't forget, if you're thinking about it, just visit nsw.gov.au or 1-800-020-080 for more assistance. You can get vaccinated now, like Kayla. Get vaccinated for your family, get vaccinated for your friends, and get vaccinated for the community.
As New South Wales approaches Freedom Day and the removal of stay-home orders,
we're nearly there.
Restrictions are set to ease with over 70% of our population fully vaccinated.
There will still be rules around that set to keep us all safe.
COVID-19 still presents many challenges. So over the next hour, we'll give you a front row seat to the very latest. We speak to medical staff on the front line.
Our regional health services are stretched at the best of times, let's be honest.
Look at lagging vaccination rates across our Indigenous communities.
We want to keep our communities safe. We have to be very careful.
And what's ahead for youth as students set to return to class.
They're really keen to go to festivals and go to concerts.
Plus, we'll hear from fellow Australians who've personally battled the Delta strain of the virus.
It's absolutely horrendous. I had no idea what I was in for.
With Jade, Strainey and Damien Leith, this is New South Wales, COVID Up Close.
All right, now we're going to continue our chat with Dr. Jan, a very experienced worker within the regions across New South Wales, and she knows exactly how much pressure has been put on the health system as well.
Yeah, look, Dr. Jan, from your perspective, how important is it for all of us to get vaccinated?
Look, I can't tell you what a different vaccination has made. So one of the best examples is for a lot of our vulnerable elderly people who are in aged care facilities. With old-fashioned COVID, when it got into an aged care facility, it would really cause a massive issue. And, you know, we'd lose up to a quarter of the residents in those facilities, which was just terrible. Now in those facilities where the residents are fully vaccinated, yep, some people do get COVID, but it's a very minor illness for them. And while some people may still get very sick, it's generally not the issue that we had before. Now, if that can work for our most vulnerable elderly people, just imagine what that does for the rest of us in the community. It means that we're far less likely to wind up in hospital, far less likely to die. And it also reduces our risk of giving it to each other. So if you're in a household where most of the adults have been vaccinated, even if COVID comes into that household, the chances that anyone in that household is going to wind up in hospital is so much smaller.
Yeah.
And it's a real difference. It's a game changer having people vaccinated versus not.
And that's a real good reminder as well, just what you said there. You know, you've outlined that, people can still get infected by COVID, okay? You know, that's vaccinations work in that way. But ultimately, we're trying to keep people alive. We're trying to keep people healthier and stop them from spreading it to greater areas around the country. So vaccination is vital.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key thing, particularly, you know, our regional health services are stretched at the best of times, let's be honest. Yeah. And so if you have a COVID outbreak, you put an increase in risk for the health professionals there, you have an increase in risk for the health service. And again, when we're looking after a huge number of COVID patients, it means we've got less time to do you know, things like elective surgery and so on. So the more we protect the healthcare system, the better we go. Again, the same, if we get a lot of sickness going through a place that, you know, provides essential services like the supermarket in regional areas, it's not like we've got six supermarkets all around the place. If you've got the local IGA and sickness gets in there, it could mean that you've got your food supply cut off. So getting vaccinated in regional areas is absolutely critical to keeping services going, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the supermarket, whether it's just having fun somewhere, you know, and playing sport together and so on. All those things that are so important for our mental health as far as getting out of the house and being, you know, fairly free to live again, it all comes with vaccination, and that makes a really big difference. It's absolutely extraordinary the difference it makes.
So what's the vaccination rollout plan for regional New South Wales, Dr. Jan?
So what you'll be seeing is many, many more clinics opening. We've got clinics, GPs offering vaccine, pharmacies offering vaccination. There's often drive-through pop-up clinics in even the very smallest of towns. There are the opportunities for people to go to the Aboriginal Medical Services who may be working in partnership with primary health networks. So the key thing is when the vaccination bus rolls through your town, or if it's you've got a permanent centre there, don't delay. If you're over 18, best vaccine is the first vaccine that you're offered. So don't, you know, wait for this or that. There are advantages and disadvantages. And look, they're all great vaccines and they all achieve what I've been talking about, which is reducing that risk that you'll have spread in your family, reducing the risk that you'll have spread in your workplace, and reducing the risk that we'll have spread in the community.
Dr. Jan, that's exactly what it's all about. You are one of the great experts from New South Wales Health, and this COVID radio special going all the way out across New South Wales. It's a very simple message, and it's get a jab. Dr. Jan, wonderful to catch up, and thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate your time because you're extremely busy at the moment. And again, thanks for being with us on the COVID radio special.
Thank you very much.
With Jade Straney and Damien Leith, this is New South Wales COVID Up Close. Next, youth advocate Laura Murray, and look at the importance of getting our younger generations vaccinated against COVID.
With Jade Straney and Damien Leith, this is the New South Wales COVID Up Close.
Getting the COVID-19 message and the importance of vaccination across the state to our youth will certainly step up over coming weeks. Schools are transitioning from homeschooling back into the classrooms.
Laura Murray joins us now. Laura, you're a youth advocate and social worker student here in New South Wales. Laura, what's your first-hand experience? Do you think vaccination is starting to resonate with the younger generation?
Yeah, my experience is that my friends and the young people around me have been really keen to go out and get vaccinated because they're sort of aware of, you know, we might not be the most impacted by COVID, but definitely there's people around us that, you know, our grandparents and our older family members that will be really impacted if they get COVID. And also young people we know are really suffering from COVID as well. So, and I had a really positive, I'm fully vaccinated and I had a really positive experience with getting vaccinated. I didn't really have any side effects or anything. I was a bit tired for the afternoon, but yeah, it was like pretty straightforward too. So yeah. And my friends have also, they've said that it was pretty easy for them to get vaccinated. There's been some pop-up clinics run by the university around here that have really made it easy. So yeah.
Laura, what are some of the challenges that you've faced with the stay-at-home orders that feel like they've been in place forever?
Yeah, and I think the mental health challenges have been really big for young people, not being able to see our friends, not being able to go to the gym, all those things that are really important to our mental health and well-being. So for me, it was really important to ensure that I remained active, so I got out and did those walks when I can, that I stayed connected with my friends online. And it feels really special now to be able to go out and see my friends again now that we're out of lockdown. So I think like that weight makes it even more worth it when you can go to the gyms again and you can see your friends. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously homeschooling and all those other factors as well that have come into play, which have kind of created more distance for definitely the youth and community. Now, as far as getting vaccination, where can the younger generation go?
I didn't do it the most conventional way. So I actually had my first vaccine in the Northern Territory before in lockdown because they had sort of an earlier access. But I did get my second Pfizer in Armidale. So I just booked in at a local GP clinic there. Yeah, some people have been able to go through New South Wales Health as well, just through booking online. And there's pop-up clinics everywhere. So, yeah, just keeping an eye out on, like, your local community services and all of that that will promote and New South Wales Health that will promote those pop-up clinics as they come up. And also just being willing to, you know, go in and end your lunch break or whenever you have some time just to get vaccinated. I think that's really important in being flexible as well.
And lastly, can't wait to go for a concert or to a festival or something. I know when I was younger, if someone told me, hey, you can't go to any more shows or you can't go here, you can't go there, that would drive me nuts. That alone would inspire me to go and get a vaccine.
Definitely, yeah. I was so fortunate just before COVID sort of happened that I went overseas and I also went to a pretty big festival. So looking forward to getting out and doing that again. And that message has been echoed with all of my friends that they're really keen to go to festivals and go to concerts and, you know, get out and support the arts again, travel overseas, see family and friends we haven't seen in a long time, interstate, internationally, reconnecting with those people face to face. Yeah, it'll be so awesome. I just think, you know, if that's not a reason to get vaccinated, I don't know what is. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Laura, look, great to catch up. And once again, thanks so much for being a voice for the youth of not just where you live, but for the whole of New South Wales. Such an important issue and a reminder as well that it's not just about the older generation. It's not just about the younger generation. It's about all of us doing this for each other, for about ourselves, to make sure that we can all get back to some sort of new normal, I guess. Laura, great to have you with us on our COVID radio special.
Thanks for having me.
Next, we look closely at the importance of our Indigenous communities getting vaccinated with the Executive Director of Aboriginal Health, Pauline DeWeerd, with Jade Straney and Damien Leith. This is the New South Wales COVID Up Close. With Jade Straney and Damien Leith, this is New South Wales COVID Up Close.
It's so important that all areas of our community get access to the COVID-19 vaccines. Our elderly, they've done an incredible job of getting the jab, and that's now filtering down through younger generations.
Look, due to a variety of factors, our Indigenous communities are lagging behind. And to discuss this further is the Executive Director of Aboriginal Health at St. Vincent's, Pauline DeWeerd.
Hey, Pauline, at St. Vincent's, what pressure is COVID putting on our health system?
The pressure that's been put on the health system are those that are getting COVID and those that are getting really unwell. You know, we're now seeing the numbers are increasing in relation to coming through our emergency department. Our ICUs are filling up, and that's not just in St. Vincent's, that's right across New South Wales and probably Australia at the moment. You know, it's now, you know, we've learnt from the southwestern Sydney local health districts, we've learnt from Victoria, we're learning from those that are got high numbers of COVID cases, and we want to prevent that in the inner city. It's now in the Redfern community, and Redfern's just around the corner from St. Vincent's. And, you know, for us, we've got to change the model of care that we're delivering. We've got to change the wards. We've got to turn our wards from, you know, special wards into COVID wards. You've got to turn it into COVID wards. It's just a rapid changing for us at the moment, and things are, you know, there's a lot of pressure on us. You know, we've got to increase our workforce. We've got to make sure our workforce is safe as well, and, you know, that our workforce is skilled up. And it's a learning environment for us as well.
Yeah, and, you know, as you said, they're very, very true as well. COVID, the Delta strain, is highly transmittable. I mean, it spreads so easily. And within the Indigenous community, it's so important. A community that sticks together, that look out for each other. With a disease like that can spread so easily, vaccination is absolutely vital.
And you're right. And, you know, when this first came out last year, you know, our elders, and they're the people that we listen to, they love us. And at the time when it was spreading last year, you know, our elders stood up and said, look, you know, we want to keep our communities safe. we love you, but we have to be very careful on what we're spreading here. And even my mother is an elderly lady in the community and well known. You know, she says, don't come and visit me.
Yeah.
If you're feeling unwell, because we don't want to spread this. And last year, you know, it wasn't the vaccination push. It was the social distancing.
Yeah.
I love you, but stay away from me. And do you know how hard that was with our elders? Do you know how hard that was for us to keep away from our mob? It was extremely hard. But we knew we had to stand up and we had to look at other alternatives around how do we keep our mob safe from this virus. And this year was all around the vaccination.
Pauline, you actually said that you were going to knock on the door of your relatives. Now, I know for a fact of the Indigenous communities and I know across the South Coast, there is no knocking on doors because for the Indigenous community, it's an open door policy. You can just walk in and you are just treated so beautifully by that community. And it really is, you know, we all know the devastating effect it has on the Indigenous community. But again, you said right at the outset, the message and the importance of vaccination for the whole of New South Wales, in particular our Indigenous communities, is it's so vital for them. How do you get on track to making sure that the Indigenous community are being vaccinated?
Look, we as Aboriginal people, I always say we're better than the Daily Telegraph. We're better than the Sydney Morning Herald. We yarn and, you know, we only got to tell one mob a message and it'll spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. You probably yarned with Aboriginal people and, you know, the message will get out there very soon. And, you know, if, even from my experience of doing the press conference, the amount of phone calls and the amount of photos and the amount of emails that I got telling me that they got jabbed through the message that I gave last week. And this message that I'm giving out now with you and Damien, it's around, you know, get out there, get vaccinated. Find where the centres. Now, the centres are available in just about every community. The Aboriginal Medical Services now can give vaccinations. Your GP can give vaccinations. Your chemist can give vaccinations. It's knowing where they are and just get out there. Anybody from the age of 12 and up, just get out there because, as I said, you know, one day we're going to be coming back together and I don't want a loved one missing from the table.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful message, Pauline. Yeah. Wonderful
Couldn't
message.
Couldn't have said it better. Have said it better. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. You are an absolute legend. We love you to bits. We know that you've got a lot on your plate at the moment, but we appreciate the time that you've given us for our COVID Radio, the special, to get this message right across New South Wales. Pauline DeWeed from St. Vincent's, again, thanks so much for your time and you take care.
Thank you very much for your time as well.
Thanks so much to Pauline DeWeerd. It is Jade Straney and Damien Leith. A big reminder, head along to the station website right now and you can hear the radio special in full.